This is Demon FM.
Ciao! Better save me from lunch.
Can I take your order, please?
Hello and welcome to the Outer Mission Lunch Show with myself, Alex, and joining me is Rianne. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing well. And we have got some interesting stuff to talk to you about this fine Wednesday.
Afternoon.
We've had a trip to New York, as you might have guessed from the music and the tweets have gone out already. And, well, we want to talk to you about some of the stuff we ate out there, because pretty much all the food was really good.
It was amazing.
All of it. Even the airplane food, I think.
Yeah, the airplane food was amazing. Better than I expected it would be, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, curry on a flight.
Ooh.
So good.
This is Demon FM.
Hello and welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that. So, introduction to America, because we have got a lot to talk about it.
A lot of New York chat coming up.
And as media students, we ended up going to see a lot of galleries and
museums
all about cameras and
studio tour. We did the NBC studio tour. That was amazing.
Of course. How could we forget something like that? Actually getting to see a real working NBC studio, Saturday Night Live, and all that. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think that was the best part for me, because as well, it was my birthday. So, but yeah, what did you do, Alex? Because we had a bit of different experience.
Oh yeah, we had sort of the same stuff, because media production, hey, look, do these things, but also there's a plane, whatever. But it was at sunset, and to get the pictures at that sort of time.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it was beautiful orange. I had a great time there. So windy though.
It was quite windy. We went up there and it was just hair in your face, everything, but
yeah, I couldn't get any good selfies. My fringe was flapping all over the place. But the whole of New York is a great city.
Yeah. Definitely.
Except for the wind and the cold.
Yeah.
The weather wasn't awful except for one day.
It wasn't as cold as I thought it would be, but we came prepared, jumpers and stuff. So it was good.
What sort of stuff did you do for your birthday then? I assume you had something planned.
We went to the NBC tour on my birthday, and then we went for dinner at Red Lobster, and I love seafood, but James and Jess aren't big fans, so they just had chicken and that, but I had a lobster mac and cheese. It was just so beautiful. Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't have combined lobster with mac and cheese.
It's actually a really good combination.
It sounds pretty all right. I think pretty much everyone enjoyed something at all of the chains. Where was it? Applebee's?
Applebee's, that
great.
Was
we
good.
Both did. Because we didn't all go to the same places.
Yeah.
Applebee's was... Okay, some of the prices in New York are kind of insane, but it's New York, so...
Exactly,
it was fine to...
I wasn't expecting it to be cheap, to be fair, but yeah, it was good. Applebee's is actually really good. It's better than I expected.
Yeah, I had this... It was a burger crossed with a quesadilla.
Oh, really? That sounds good.
Oh, I like quesadillas already, and burgers. Why not mix the two? Because it's cheaper than buying separate meals.
Fair enough.
And that was a good choice.
Yeah.
Now, one thing we made a bit of an allusion to earlier also was airplane food. Because so many people complain about airplane food being awful.
Mm.
And sometimes it's because it's because you're flying, so you get dehydrated, and your nose goes funny.
I personally love airplane food. I think it's quite nice.
My only problem I ever have with airplane food is the tray tables are small.
Yeah.
You have to elbow your way around.
Yeah, at one point, I actually spilled my tea over James. It was a bit messy, but we got through it. Yeah.
Also, this is my first time flying where I was really in the middle of someone.
I've never done that before. Yeah, you were under four seats, weren't you? Yeah.
Because our plane was two people, four people, two. Yeah. So I've always been lucky enough to get aisle seats or booked ahead. Okay. I want an aisle seat. Not this time. So.
Yeah, I got an aisle seat this time. James had the window. It was a good experience. It was fun.
Luckily, get out and walk around, because I could not sit down for that long.
Yeah, true. It was quite a long flight, wasn't it?
I mentioned that curry. It was a bit strong. It did give me hiccups. I like spice, but I can't necessarily handle it too well.
Okay.
So I was just sort of sitting there.
I think I had the chicken meatballs with the mashed potatoes and green beans or something, and that was really nice.
It was a breakfast on the way back. That was
that made me feel sick.
It was got a ration bar, basically. It was just a block of
I was expecting
carb.
A bacon sandwich or something, something.
But no, it was just a pot of yogurty thing and then a solid brick of fruit?
I actually don't even know what that was, to be honest. But yeah.
Not the best choice. Mm. But it was on the way back. We were all knackered. I think any food would have kept us happy. Mm. Now, also, we've got to talk about some differences in New York. Not just the food. Things like subway. Everyone sort of knows the New York subway. Everyone's sort of seen it in films.
Oh, gosh. The subway.
But using it.
That was a bit confusing for me. I never actually got the hang of it. James and Jeff got the hang of it towards the end, but it just wasn't for me.
Like, yeah. Usually I'm fine with that sort of transport. New York threw me. Mm. I thought, okay, cool, uptown, downtown, that's going to be easy. It's like north and south, and even then it's like, okay, cool, we're going across.
I was just confused, so I just followed James and Jeff. They were like, yeah, we're going. I was like, okay, cool, let's go.
Demon FM.
So while we were in New York, we tried a load of food, and we decided to share that experience with you lovely listeners.
Hello everyone. So me, James and Rihanna.
Basically, we didn't really know what we were doing, so we kind of queued up, and we've ended up with drinks that are bigger than our heads, and it's just a bit mad. I've got strawberry Fanta, which tastes like sugar. It's crazy here. Like,
also, in America, you think all the fast food will be way better than in the UK, but it's actually not amazing. Like, the chips are really dry.
Chips in the UK are definitely better. They're much.
We had to travel quite a bit, but it was so worth it. Me and James had combos. We had like savory breakfast first, which is like hash brown, eggs, bacon, sausage, and then we had two pancakes on the side. I have a blueberry one and I'm eating it now, and it's the best pancake I've ever eaten in my life, and it was the best eggs I've ever had in my life as well, and the hash browns here are like next level, and I'm so happy.
I'm currently eating a bite of New York cheesecake pancake, and like Jess says, I've just had sausage, eggs and hash brown, which I would happily have another plate of right now, and these pancakes I would happily have another plate of. This is my first IHOP experience, and I think I could live here.
So I've been to IHOP before, quite a long time ago. So coming back, I thought, let me try something new. So before, I had the blueberry pancakes, the double stacked pancakes, which was amazing. This time I had the stuffed strawberry French toast with whipped cream and strawberry sauce. Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. Like, probably the best French toast I've had in a while. And my auntie makes a very good French toast, may I say. I had a lobster mac and cheese, and I had a side of fries. It was lovely. But it was lovely.
I had chicken tacos, and I struggled to finish them as well. It was like rice, three massive tacos. And we also had they gave us like salads with our meals to start. So we had like a meal before our meal as well.
Yes, so I had a maple and cherry glazed chicken, and it was a very good choice. Came with rice and broccoli. I enjoyed it, but I'm about to have a brownie dessert, which I cannot wait for, and I love all the food here.
We're walking around New York and we got a bit peckish, so we've had, well, the other two have got hot dogs and I've got a pretzel. Mm-hmm. And it is lovely. This is the best pretzel I've ever had in my life. It's got like a cheese dip to dip.
Ooh,
the pretzel in.
It does look good.
It's lovely. What about yours, James?
The hot dog, it's how I expected it, but it's got this like chutney thing on top, and it's a little bit spicy, but it's so nice. It's tasty.
Hot dog, oh my god, so good. Like James said, that little chutney thing was good.
Yes, that was just some of the food that we ate in New York. Alex, what did you eat?
Well, you mentioned breakfast in there a few times. Yeah. And American breakfasts are good, but they're really big.
Yeah,
they
big portions.
Set you for the whole day.
Yeah.
For us, we went to this like sort of proper like American diner sort of thing. It was absolutely heaving. It was right next to Times Square. Surprisingly not expensive, which is great. And it was eggs and not mincemeat, sort of like hash beef sort of stuff.
Okay.
Like, all cut up, salted, really good. Like corned beef, but like thicker.
That sounds nice. Yeah.
That set me for the whole day. I don't think like any of the group finished any of our breakfast. Like, they were huge. Like, some people had pancakes, and which pretty much everyone seems to be getting in New York, which is a good idea.
Can't go to New York and not have pancakes.
Absolutely. Like, especially like the sort of savory pancakes when you stick on the bacon and maple syrup.
Oh,
is
yeah.
stellar. And the other thing was bagels. We ended up having like bagels like twice.
I didn't actually get to have a bagel.
No,
I really wanted to, but ran out of time.
We went really out our way for one of the bagel places. It was like all the way down south of the island, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Just like, it was full. Like, they wrapped it all up for you, which is nice, but as soon as you take it out, it was like, you know, if like if you unpack a mattress, it just sort of explodes everywhere.
Yeah. Just fall apart. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same thing with the bagel. It kind of went everywhere, but
mad
delicious.
Yeah, we actually went to Ellen's Stardust Diner, I think it was called, and that's the place where like they all sing to you, because they're all like musical people, actors, actresses, and yeah, James actually got sang at one point. It was hilarious. But no, they were all such really good singers, and the food was amazing. Oh, I'd definitely go back there.
Was this like the waiter, so they'll come up to you, be taking your order, and be like, no, stop, that's it, I gotta go and sing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Was it just show tunes, or like?
Yeah, just show tunes. Well, actually no, it wasn't. It was just like songs in general, because I think the woman that sung to James singing like Taylor Swift, I think. Yeah. So it was, oh, it was really good.
That was really cute. Definitely. I hope you enjoyed the serenade.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nodding away.
But yeah, with IHOP, like, oh, that was just beautiful.
It was one I wanted to tick off, but didn't.
Yeah. I have to go back there eventually.
Also, like, street food is good. Like, it took me so long to actually get around. It wasn't until like the last day. I was like, right, I've been here for like the week and I've not had any like hot dog from the street.
It's like, you can't go to New York and not get a hot dog.
So just as like, I was walking back to the hotel to pick up all my luggage, it was just like, oh right, okay, you're a hot dog stand, you're in my way, you're between the two, you're getting my last few dollars so I can grab a hot dog from you.
Oh wow.
It was all right. I asked for onions on top and expected like onions get here sort of fried, but it was like in a sauce.
Okay.
It was like more like a relish, I guess, but it was just like,
that was quite nice.
Which I wasn't too keen on, I'd rather have had like regular fried onions, not this weird goo.
I do like fried onions, that would have been nice. But yeah, the McDonald's was a bit different as well. Did you have McDonald's?
Some of them were. Like, what I found, I didn't find much different. Like, I went like looking for a McRib and things, but couldn't find it, unfortunately. I guess it's only seasonal.
Demon FM.
But yeah, so we were just talking about the food we had in New York, and we'll be talking more about it later in the show. But in honor of the grilled cheese that James had in New York, I decided to try and recreate. Today, we're making a grilled cheese in honor of our New York trip. Okay, so first I've preheated the hob stove, whatever you like to call it. You need a frying pan for the grilled cheese, okay? So get your frying pan, okay, let's go. Okay, so you're gonna need some butter, and obviously you're gonna need some cheese, and you're gonna need some bread, okay? I'm gonna start off by buttering the bread. Some people like to butter the bread, and some people like to put the butter straight in the pan, so, you know, get it all melted, and get it all a bit bubbly and hot. So James had a grilled cheese in New York, and he said it was the best meal he had out there. So I'm going to try recreate it for him and for all you lovely listeners. Okay, now we're going to add the cheese. So I'm just using mature cheddar cheese slices just because it's easier, but feel free to like grate your cheese, use different types of cheese. I know some people like red Leicester. I personally do like red Leicester, you know, add a bit of colour too. But today we're using cheddar, mature cheddar. So when your pan is hot, you're gonna wanna add one side of the bread, butter side down. So you're gonna wanna get a spatula or something heavy to press it down. Don't use your fingers because you'll probably get burnt. So just flatten it and sizzle it. Ooh, that's in the pan. Well, you can add as much cheese as you like. I'm gonna add to the top to make a sandwich. Now you're gonna add it so the butter is faced up. Oh, and you can already see that, well, you can't see, but here, oh, the cheese is melting nice. Oh, now, we're going to see if the bottom side is toasted enough. We're going to flip it. Yeah. Press it down a bit. Yeah, obviously, I'm making a grilled cheese. You can add whatever you want to this. You can add some bacon. You can add some ham. Make your grilled cheese your grilled cheese. Now the cheese is nicely melting. It's like kind of like melting down the sides. It's kind of what you want, you know. That's how you know it's a good grilled cheese. We're just going to flip it again. Okay, so when the cheese is melted enough for you personally and it's piping hot right through, take it out the pan, put it on a plate or a cutting board, whatever you prefer. Cut it in half, whichever way you want, triangles, squares, whatever, and serve. Make sure it's not too hot to eat though, don't want to burn yourself. But yeah, you can find a picture of our grilled cheese demon FM on Twitter.
Indeed you can. It's just gone live. It is a pretty good looking grilled cheese sandwich.
It was really good. I ate it afterwards for my breakfast.
I rarely have grilled cheese sandwich, but every time we do, oof, yeah, I'm set for the day. Mm-hmm. Now, we have also got a bit of a Beam Me Up Scotty coming up in a second, and I had no idea what he was going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in, like, in preparation, like, as we're prepping for the show, he gives us a bit of an idea, and I was just rolling on the floor laughing. I am very excited for him to share a story with you. But before that, we have got a bit of Kinky Boots coming up, and Jess has a bit to say about this, don't you?
I do. Hello.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, it's nice to be back.
Hey.
I haven't presented for a while, so this is nice. Hello.
Oh, hi. Welcome. Hi. So, we watched Kinky Boots on Broadway,
on
didn't
Broadway,
we?
On Broadway, yes. Yeah. Very exciting.
Do you know who was in it? Because I can't actually remember.
I do remember. Yeah? There was a massive billboard in Times Square that said, Kinky Boots, now starring UK pop sensation Connor Maynard. Mm. So, yeah, we saw Connor Maynard on Broadway, yeah, which was...
We were like, the minute we saw that...
Mm, we were like, oh,
we have
tickets.
To go. We have to go now. You know? So, yeah, we got tickets. We went.
We're quite lucky. They were, like, a reasonable price. Yeah. The, like, theatre you could see wherever you were sat, I think. Like, everywhere was a good seat. And, yeah, we had a really good time. And it was really good.
Really good. So, the food in New York, like, what was your favourite part about?
Oh, mine was probably either IHOP or we went to Chinatown one of the nights. And it was amazing. We had so much food and it was like the best Chinese food I've ever had in my life. It was so good. And we ate a lot that night.
Yeah,
a lot.
Going to those cultural quarters was like, yeah, I enjoyed it too. Like, popped into Little Italy, went into Lombardi's, which is like, yeah, the first pizzeria in America.
Oh, really? Cool.
Oh, it was...
Oh, that does sound cool. I just like walking around as well, and even like eating the food, just like walking around Little Italy and going to Chinatown was just nice as well.
We did plan to go to Chinatown because like we like crossed the Brooklyn Bridge, took load of photos, and then this guy from like a university in Texas just like was all taking photos and just started chatting. He's like, oh yeah, go to this great place in Chinatown. So took the train back, finally found it. It was closed to like renovations.
Oh no.
No.
Oh, that's so annoying. But you ended up in the first pizzeria in America.
Yeah. So it was totally fine.
Worth it.
Absolutely. Like the there was two pizzas, like, they did sort of regular margarita.
Oh, yes.
And, like, I had food meat once, but with a load of vegetarians, so I was like, cool, we'll just do that. And then also a white pizza, which is just, like, this garlic sauce.
We went to this, there was this place next to the hotel, and it looked a bit, like, not great. And we went in because they had, like, massive slices of pizza. We were like, we'll just get one. And that, honestly,
that was a really
the best pizza ever. It was so good.
And
it was,
like... I do like being able to buy the slice.
Yeah, and it was, like, a good... like price as well, because New York food can be very expensive, but it was like a decent price for what it was, and it was really really good as well. So
yeah, at one point we actually had breakfast there as well, didn't we?
Oh yeah. We went in the morning and they were like, we don't have pizza at the minute, it's like breakfast. And we were like, yeah, we know. They like knew us because we kept going back there whenever we wanted a snack.
It was a really good pizza.
And
I'm
as a snack we had a massive slice of pizza. Yeah, like proper American,
it's basically dinner, yeah, wasn't it?
It's Demon FM.
Now, just quickie, whilst we just get ready for a bit more food from NY, there was plenty more places that we all went, and here's another bit of recording from.
Okay. So, me, James, and Rihanna are now in Applebee's. and we've, because it's lunchtime, they have like a lunch deal where you can pick two of the things from the menu and have them. And I have chicken tortilla soup, which is amazing, and it's like the best soup I've ever tasted in my life. And then three cheese chicken pasta, which is also very good. It's not as good as a soup, but it's good.
Yeah, so I have the French onion soup, which is insane. I also have the chicken pasta, which I'll agree that my soup is slightly better, but they're both really good choices. And I got it with a cup of tea because I'm English, and didn't we have the best cup of tea this morning?
We had a good cup
earlier.
Of tea today.
Earlier we had the best cup of tea, and it was just that little. What was
it's just
it?
What I needed to get me through. The rest of the trip, because I need a cup of tea.
Is that a little museum cafe?
Somewhere you wouldn't expect to get a good cup of tea.
But it was perfect. Perfect.
It was lovely. But I've got this like meal combo thing. I can't remember what it's called, but I've got baby back ribs, half a rack. I've got popcorn, soft and barbecuey and saucy. Oh my god, it's just good. It's just amazing.
Okay, so me, James, from a little deli, and we're just eating them on the way now. James, what's yours like?
Well, I've got the grilled cheese with ham, and it's incredible. Like, when you think about New York food and American food, grilled cheese is pretty standard, but it's everything that you want it to be. It's delicious.
I had the grilled Cajun chicken sandwich. Wasn't what I expected, a bit spicy, but you know, I could handle it.
I had the grilled chicken sandwich, so mine was quite similar to Rihanna's, but it was like just the right amount of mayo, just the right amount of lettuce. The bread was good, like the chicken was hot. It was amazing. And me and Rihanna got pickles with ours, but we didn't like pickles.
So I ate the pickles.
So no to pickles.
But James ate that, so that's fine. We've now made it to Chick-fil-A, which we're very excited about because we keep walking past it and being like
Chick-fil-A.
James keeps saying it wrong. I'm saying how good it looks, and I'm currently getting the burger, and they have waffle fries here, which are really good.
So good.
So yeah, it's pretty good. All the sauces are really lovely.
We've tried all the sauces.
Mm-hmm. And when we went to the when I went to the till, the lady was like, "What soft drink would you like? We've got cold sweet tea." Because I was British, it was funny. But yeah, the burgers are really, really good.
This is amazing. Like, we need these in the UK, I think. This is our last like proper meal in New York as well. We're heading home later today, so that's kind of sad, but it's a good one to end on, I think.
I don't usually like chicken burgers, but this is really good. And for like fast food, you wouldn't expect it to be this good, but it's just like so crispy and like tender, and oh, it's amazing. We need one of these in England, because I'm really going to miss this when we leave. Oh my god.
Yeah, so that was more of the food that we ate in New York, and I have to say, the Chick-fil-A, however you want to say it, that was probably the best food for me, next to IHOP for breakfast. But Chick-fil-A, man, that was so good. We need one in England. Please bring one.
I hope there might be one like lying around somewhere, but you have to like travel miles for it.
I will travel miles for it, best believe.
But I think it's time for our notably miserable person, especially when we leave him in the UK for like weeks at a time.
We just left him alone.
It's going to be time for
Beam Me Up with Scotty.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, guys. Cheers. But no, yeah, it is that time of the week. It's Beam Me Up with Scotty. It's time for you lovely lot to hear what's making me smile. And I had a lovely little segment planned. I had a couple of different bits, you know. There were some TV shows back. And then yesterday I became a yogi. And it was so funny that I thought I'd have to share it with you. So, as a joke, my mates were all going, so I decided to go to yoga. I was mucking about telling everyone, oh yeah, I'm really flexible, you're going to be impressed, blah, blah, blah. On the way there, I made one joke about potentially passing wind, I'm going to put it that way because it's nice and polite. Midway through, someone who was not me, and I cannot stress this enough, like, wasn't me. So that was good. I then got told categorically I'm extremely unflexible because the noise is coming out of me, and she was like, and down again, I'm going, It just, I'm not meant to bend that way. It was a horror show, really. It started off with the breathing, and all of a sudden I just heard, wasn't ready for that, nearly died of laughter. But everybody else is used to it. I'm not used to it. It was nice and quiet, and then just, and you can't laugh because people, you're the idiot for laughing. But yeah, so that did make me smile. We had quite a few laughs about that. It was just, you know, something that I'm enjoying. I may come back to it in a few weeks' time. You may see me, you know, doing the splits in the hallway. Just, yeah, look how flexible I am now, guys. But that was Beaming Up with Scotty. That's what's made me happy. Anything quickly made you?
And it's nice to be back in Leicester. Like, I like the city, so
yeah,
I'm always happy to be back.
I just love the fact that,
I mean, there aren't many places better in the world to be turning 21.
I know, right?
Oh. I wouldn't have expected you.
Miserable as I am, I do sometimes like to take things very, very unseriously. So,
but it's good to hear you're interested in going back. Like, get flexible.
Yeah, mate. It's going to be useful. It's going to be useful. You know, I muscles were stretched that I didn't even know I had.
I think we should all go to yoga as a team.
A big team. Yeah. Like,
I will not be able to take
this
seriously.
The lunch show yoga session. How about that?
That sounds really fun. I really want to try yoga at some point. Mm. Right.
I'll teach it. Don't worry. Now I'm an official yogi. I'm all zen. Now I'm all zen. Let me just say namaste.
On FM. Mobile and online. This is Demon FM.